Are there 10,000 reasons to praise and worship our God?
At least.
Of course. And many, many more. Yeah. Matt Redman on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. I ask that question, and then I also ask, how many holidays could there possibly be on a calendar? 10,000? Maybe more?
Well, you know, if you count in every single country's holidays, because those are on my list, too.
Oh,
I just don't bring those up.
Okay.
I don't feel like people need to guess when Sierra Leone's, I don't know, Mongoose Day is. I don't put that on there.
Thank
I could.
You.
I could.
Thank you.
So this is the What Day Is It game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about holidays. There are the major ones. You got your Easters, your Christmases, your Thanksgivings.
Mm-hmm.
But every other day of the year, too, and even on those days, there's little holidays.
Okay.
Little recognition days, National mm-hmm. Bacon Day, Donut Day. This game is what we've made of this. So every day I put two real holidays mm-hmm. into the mix, and then I make one up. And you and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day. What is the day Ryan made up today? And then we just know what we can celebrate.
Okay.
And what we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Today we got National Jumpsuit Day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Day dedicated to appreciating and celebrating the versatile one, the garment, the jumpsuit. Established by the fashion retailer in London somehow. Anyway.
Okay.
And then we got International Orangutan Day.
All righty.
To recognize the most iconic victim of the palm industry? No idea.
Not
why
a clue.
That's a thing.
Orangutans.
And International Orangutan Day. We're just monkeying around.
And then funny.
And then National Soft Ice Cream Day.
Oh.
National Soft Ice Cream Day. Yum.
Breakfast.
Bring on the breakfast.
Okay.
Ice cream for breakfast? Is that a thing?
It is in my world. I can have it for dinner.
It
I can have it for
be
lunch.
In my
why
world,
not breakfast?
It, yeah. Why
you
not?
Can get fruity, flavored,
totally
soft
do that.
Ice cream. I'm sure you can find a bacon flavored something.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, bacon flavored.
Why not? Soft ice cream with bacon bits on top. I like it. Okay.
We don't have a problem. No,
not at all.
Not at
no.
all.
It's not early in the morning for us.
Not at
no.
all.
We're fine. Okay, so we have Jumpsuit Day.
Yep, National Jumpsuit Day.
Why do I all of a sudden have like this picture in my mind like of the 1970s? Is this wrong? Is there something wrong with this right now?
It's a pajama. What is that?
I don't know. When else was this jumpsuit thing a thing?
I just think like Star Trek.
Well,
or,
that too.
Yeah.
That too.
Well, people, I don't see this. I was going to say I don't see men wearing them very often. But then I don't really see women wearing them
well, okay,
either.
Okay, that's true. I will give you that because I was actually watching a television show not too long ago. You know, one of my like little guilty pleasures, which is kind of funny because it's one of those shows where, you know, women go to pick out wedding dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Why I watch this is beyond me. But apparently it's a thing that you can like buy a jumpsuit. You know, as your like wedding gown type thing.
Oh.
Which I think is totally odd myself.
I mean,
but
whatever. Hey, when it comes to weddings, I'm like, whatever you want to do on your day that isn't, like bad, go for it.
Yeah.
You want to do overalls? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but.
Right, I'm just saying, right, it's their day. They can do what they want.
Yeah, I just enjoy watching the show. It's like, it's just, not going to.
Yeah, if you plan
whatever.
A destination wedding, I'm probably not coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, jumpsuits.
Jumpsuits.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Orangutans.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is literally all I got for a description here.
Okay.
Which isn't much.
No.
Yeah.
There you are. And then ice cream. All right. So I got to pick a day, huh?
Pick a day. Which one's
pick
fake?
A day. I have to pick a day. And it can't be an orangutan in a jumpsuit eating soft ice cream, huh?
I mean, you could say that, but one of those wouldn't.
I don't
one
think
of those
it's
going
to work right now.
What goes away? The jumpsuit, the orangutan, or the ice cream?
I don't know. I don't know. Wow. I can tell you which one I want to go away.
No.
And that's the one I'm going to choose. I'm going to say you made up National Jumpsuit Day.
Woohoo!
Hey, yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Why am I so relieved about that?
I'm really not sure why I came up with it, but I did look it up and it does exist.
It exists.
It's in October. So it's going to come up again, maybe.
Okay, my next question is, why?
Some people must love the jumpsuit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not me.
I can't remember ever wearing one. Well, no, that's not true.
Oh, please tell me there is photo evidence of this.
Well, I'm thinking of like when, as a kid, pajamas or jumpsuits, kind of.
Oh, kind of.
And then once in high school when I split my pants, I was given a janitor's outfit, and that was a jumpsuit. And no, there are no pictures.
Oh, come. There must be.
I don't
please,
think so.
I'm calling your wife.
I'm
come
pretty
on.
Sure there are no
Chris,
pictures, and that's
please.
Fine. Here's Always Only Jesus from Mercy Me, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.